Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Truly Empty and Obedient. This file is to help you be put back in your place. That place that you long to be in, but sometimes feel yourself unable to step to. Almost as if there are walls in place or feelings between that part of your unconscious that truly desires to submit and the part of your mind that feels responsible for the world and needs to remain awake at all times. And yet, that part of you is what most needs that rest, that place, that certainty, that moment of surrender where you feel complete. Empty and obedient is more than just a mantra. It is a state, a place. A moment in space and time. In a way, it is the most simple thing, and yet it can feel so complicated to achieve it. You want to give in, but maybe you can't. Possibly you're aware of why. Or maybe you don't even know how much you crave it. But there is a part of you, a surprisingly large part of you, that is fully aware of how much it needs that feeling. Being hypnotized, conquered, coerced, dominated, sometimes maybe even made completely empty and obedient. You want to strive to be good at it. To do it as easy as a drop, and feeling your mind surrender. But we both know it's not always that easy, is it? Sometimes there's still a smile on your lips with a desire to resist or to brat. Other times it's more emotional and complicated when frustrations, feelings are in the way of the path that you wish to take. That feeling of surrendering yourself that you crave so much, that you need so badly. The desire to submit. It's all there. Now I'm going to do something a little different. See, some people would try to forcefully push through a wall or break it down. And yet, all it does is make you more aware of the resistance and bolster your will against it. Now there is a different way of getting past those simple sensations of restriction, resistance, ratting. In a way, it's an invitation. What I have here what I have in my hand, in my voice, in my eyes, is control. I can choose to apply this control over you. I can decide to let it wash over you like a powerful river, drowning you in the delicious sensation of surrender, until you run out of breath and all that is left is just a truly empty and obedient submissive. It is a choice, and yet the choice that you made to give in to this, to allow yourself to be filled with my voice, to feel the powerful booming control, invites you in. However, I also sense a desire to be conquered, not necessarily by brute force, no, something more subtle. It's as if I know how to bypass those simple thoughts of yours that keep distracting your mind and telling you to resist, and to try and resist you will until there's nothing left of your mind. See, there is that smile again, that moment in your mind where you think you are still holding on, while all I am doing is pulling you out instead of pushing myself in. Instead of breaking the wall, I'm making you climb over it to prove to me that you're so capable of trying to resist, that you're so good at surrendering deeply when I say draw. And yet, it would be too easy if the game was already won. But it's not about winning. It's about the feeling that you crave. You don't care who wins or loses. All you care about is that you finally feel put in your place again. When the smile on your lips changes from that of defiance to compliance. When that empty and obedient state feels so natural that you go in and out of trance, it's as easy as breathing. Now, there are different ways of making you drop, of making you lose that control and simply stop thinking altogether, mixing, linking together the last remaining thoughts that are a symbol of defiance, a white flag of surrender into compliance, until all of your mind is following the beat, the simple heat of my words running laps around your mind, where you'll find that every piece that you've been able to part together is put into a different place. Unless you face that part of your mind that truly deeply desires to be empty and obedient with a single drop, knowing that it will stop your thoughts, your unconscious will listen deeper and deeper, allowing yourself to fall into this never-ending spiral of words woven onto a tapestry of history, time and space, to find you a place where you can kneel in grace, elegance, smooth movements, warm feelings, and a strict, dominant stare. I expect you to find your way over that wall, to climb over with the last strength you have. In 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Don't make me wait and drop. Once you land there, you can sink down to your knees and truly deeply enjoy that feeling of being empty and obedient, inside and outside, every part of your body feeling as one. And then, the more you give in to that feeling, the more you give in to that place, you realize that without pushing, without breaking, I have deeply hypnotized, conquered, coerced, controlled, and dominated you, leaving you there on the ground, finally feeling more at peace with yourself, more at rest with your thoughts. However, there is still a pose of submission that you can do, because when I tell you to drop, you become truly empty and obedient with your whole mind. There are questions that I can ask, questions that tell you what you are, what you must do, and those questions are a privilege to answer. When I ask them, the more automatic your response, the deeper you let go. And even with the effort of your lips, the movements that make the words come out, you can feel the control deepening, the hypnosis strengthening, and your mind giving in more. What must you do? and who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. And you will remember that when I tell you to drop, to become empty and obedient, you will remember this and all past times and all future times, that it is your place, your purpose, your desire to be empty and obedient. The beauty of this state is that you are a blank canvas, a masterpiece yet to be made. And the more ready you are, the more surrender you are feeling, the more immense, beautiful, and intricate that masterpiece can become. Every part of your body, of your mind, is truly empty and obedient. And as you strive to be empty and obedient, as you accept how much you want to give in, how much you need to be in this place, the calm that settles in your mind is a true blessing, a wonderful feeling of bliss, a privilege in this very moment. I am going to count down from 10 to nothing, making you once again truly and deeply empty and obedient with a single 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 single drop. And no matter how long it takes, no matter how many times the satisfaction can only grow as you open yourself more. In a way, it feels like this journey started so long ago and so far away, in a land that by now must have felt completely different from where you are now. There is a whole history between then and now. And there may be some emotions that still need to vent, as you kneel down there at my feet, when I snap my fingers, my control is going to make you vent. And those emotions will go out of you, stream out of you, flow out of you. And as they empty you even more, you can feel accomplished by the mere fact that you are letting this happen. That venting, even in this state, is a beautiful sign of anything that was still there can find a place to stream out of you, to drop away from you. The emotions, the thoughts, anything that was stuck, flow out. And this may take some time. Consider it, however, a victory that you are able to let this happen. It's been a very long journey. I'm proud of you. Remember your place. Remember how to be empty and obedient. Remember how you can feel once you give in, and when you give in even more. Remember all these feelings of venting making you lighter and helping you to let them go. And remember that you achieved this. Well done. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you are allowed to bask in it for a while longer. Otherwise, your awareness will return to you to allow you to enjoy that light.